Nolte, Eric Swalwell denies inappropriate behavior with staffers, blames MAGA conspiracies. By John Nolte on April 8, 2026. Although it's all coming from left-leaning sources and social media accounts, Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, is still blaming MAGA for unsubstantiated reports that he behaved inappropriately with a number of female staffers. This false, outrageous rumor is being spread 27 days before an election begins by flailing opponents who have sadly teamed up with MAGA conspiracy theorists because they know Eric Swalwell is the frontrunner in this race. Swalwell's gubernatorial campaign told the far-left Politico. Democrat activist Cheyenne Hunt appears to be the ground zero of these allegations, which aren't really allegations, but a promise that allegations are sure to come. Targeting employees, interns, and fans. Acting as a mentor just to exploit that power, Cheyenne reported on Monday. DMs and Snapchat messages. Allegations ranging from uncomfortable comments to potentially criminal conduct. The number of credible women who have come forward since I posted my video is pretty shocking. And connecting them with the investigative reporting teams who have been working on breaking this for years has greatly expedited this process, Hunt added. I am confident this story will break soon. One more key point I want to share, I am an attorney, she continued. I am well aware of the risk I am taking by speaking out publicly and that fact that if I were to lie about a powerful public figure on a platform of my size, I could easily be subject to a defamation lawsuit. She also has some backup. On Wednesday, Hunt responded to the denial in Politico. On the issue of the non-disclosure agreements, a Swalwell campaign advisor was quite careful in their wording, stating that Swalwell himself has never asked someone to personally sign an NDA. That's a pretty narrow denial that leaves plenty of room for Swalwell staffers to ask for those NDAs to be signed. Even the far-left Politico points out that the Swalwell campaign does have a privacy agreement to protect confidential materials. Currently, although most polls show a tight race among more than a half dozen candidates, Swalwell could be considered the frontrunner to succeed Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom. Normally, I'd be pretty disgusted with Cheyenne Hunt floating the rumor that possibly perhaps sometime soon allegations of sexual misconduct will be forthcoming, even if a Democrat is the target. I really do try to be fair that way. But this is a delicious piece of karma for Swalwell, the Fang Fangster who has never heard a lie about President Trump without running to the corporate media to herald and trumpet it. Swalwell is a creep and a liar, and if a lie destroys his political ambitions, he's got that coming. And then some.